Good morning. I want to move a little bit into something different than we usually do. I just been recording on Sefer Chassidim for the last few days. I just maybe want to give a little bit of the biographical sketch and background about the Sefer Chassidim so we know who we're quoting from. The mechaber of the Sefer is Rabbi Yehuda Chassid. His father was Rabbi Shmuel Chassid. Those are best known to us is that Rabbi Shmuel Chassid is the author of Anam Zmiris, which we say, many shuls say Shabbos, and some say only on Yom Nirayim, the Shir HaKovet. They lived in Germany in the early Kufa of the Balei HaTosfos in Germany. Rabbi Chassid and Rabbi Shmuel Chassid were known because of their phenomenal nekudas of chassidus, of being lifnim yishur sedin min olam mokum, etc. They had extensive background in Kabbalah, and etc. They were known, they received the appellation of HaChassid. Rabbi Yehuda Chassid was nifter, we know he was nifter in the year 1217 of the Common Era. Exactly when he was born is not as clear. Some suggest sometime in the area of around 1150 of the Common Era. His mahalach in Sefer Chassidim was to quite a range of things. There were things which are based on Kabbalah, things which are based on Halacha, things which are from Hagim. But one thing which he did was we saw he would give various examples as opposed to saying, laying down Halacha Klalim like other Torah, etc. He would give various different examples. And he would use that as a vehicle to give over the Halachas which he wanted to teach by giving examples. You would pick up the concept, which is basically what the Gemara does, as opposed to the Halachas Torah, which we came along and tried to make some level of klalim out of what the Gemara does. He much more followed the mahalach of the Gemara in that regard. The other storm that he wrote, there's a tzavah, which is well known, the tzavah of Yehuda Chassid, his testament, which he left over different directives to his family, certain things that we should be careful about, and some of them have moved into Klal Yisrael's mahalach, so how binding they are, whether a person has to worry about them, and this is a halachic discussion, a person should be in touch with their local rabbi, etc. Besides that, we know that he wrote a Sefer of Gematrius, he wrote a Sefer of Tamei HaMitzvahs. There is a Pirush on Sefer Yetzirah, which some suggest was written by him. So that's not as clear. But he left this other swarm as well. He was the Rebbe of the Rekeach. The Reeve or Zeruah, which were a large amount of halachic yisodis and minhagi Ashkenaz, etc., is through these svarim and their talmidim. So I just want to point out that some of the secular scholars try to present him as being anti the standard halacha mahalach and the Balei Tosfos mahalach, etc. I think that's incorrect, it comes from their superficial understanding of exactly what learning is to make such a comment. Some suggest that the Sefer Chassidim was written, his father, that Rav Shmuel Chassid wrote parts of Sefer Chassidim, and possibly some parts were, there was a third person who was contributed as well. Be that as it may, it's a Sefer which became very popular. Havamah was able to benefit from it because the way it was presented through the practical examples, etc., it was a way to give over Yisodos and Hashkafas and Halachas to the Havanah. Whatever reason, it's not as well used nowadays as it was once upon a time, but it was nice to be able to share some thoughts with that. Hashem, tomorrow we will start the next klal. Have a good day.